Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We're going to take attendance. Councilperson Phil Sacco. Councilperson Daphne Jones is absent. We have Councilperson Dave Cola. And Councilperson Dan Fusco.
Here.
And Supervisor Scott Ma.
Sorry, it's year three, you'll get it next year.
Gregory Sacco.
Here. All right, first thing first, I need a motion. We approve the February meeting minutes.
I'm sorry.
My motion? My motion?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried.
We have representatives from Oneida County Sewer Department for early privilege of the floor. How you doing?
Yeah, thank you everybody for having us here. So I'm Dale Lockwood. I'm the chief operator for Oneida County Sewer District. We're here to talk about a sewer rehabilitation project that we're undertaking in the town of Deerfield. The county applied for and received funding of $26.5 million to do sewer rehabilitation work throughout the district. We're doing approximately $4 million worth of work. We're looking to do approximately $4 million worth of work in the town of Deerfield. And with that money, we received 65% grants. So the county will be paying through the state grants $2.6 million. Roughly, and then roughly $1.4 million will be borne by the sewer use rates. I've got Charles Pryor here from EDR Consultant to talk about the project and give us a little background.
Thanks, Dale. Got a couple of, got a little show and tell for you folks tonight who aren't that familiar with the sewer rehab work. Back a few years ago, Dale and his crew hired a contractor to go in and do some investigation, get all pipes underground, sewer pipes, manholes, connections to it and such. And you're always interested to see what you find out, you know, within there. So I went out to work with Dale, called the sewer at the county sewer, and what we found throughout the, looking at a variety of videos, hours and hours and hundreds of hours of videos, there's a variety of things that exist in the town of Deerfield sewer pipes. So, we have obstructions in there, breaks, holes, broken pipes, there are utilities through it, connections to it that have failed over time. This is a joint that failed and there's just groundwater rushing in. Pipes are nearly blocked with roots growing through it from trees and whatnot. The bottom line being is, I think your sewers in Deerfield are 50 to 60 years old in spots, and some of the pipe materials are not commonly used these days, and stuff gets old and it needs to be rehabilitated. So we undertook a lot of study, a lot of work, a lot of investigation, and this is kind of a map of the different areas of the town of Deerfield, broken into what we refer to as sub-basins or smaller areas of the overall district for the purposes of doing our work. But what this does is highlight the work that's going to be done and kind of where. And primarily, the majority of the work's going to be done in place. That meaning, we're going to go in there and rehab the manholes, and we're going to line the pipes that are within the ground. There's a couple of them that are really super bad. We might have to replace that with a new section of pipe. But these are really select spots throughout the town district. We've been working with Dale and Carl and their experience of working with the county and the approaches to doing this to make it, as productive as possible, but try to minimize my impact on sewer users, you know, within the district. So we've been busy doing our design work, and Dale brought a couple sets of drawings here for you folks who are interested to take a look at, just to understand a little bit more, you know, about it. But I think Dale, right, schedule wise, we
hope to be out to bid this spring and construction this summer. We're really looking forward to moving this along. It's been a long time coming. The county's done a lot of work in other municipalities in the district. Deerfield had previously been excluded from that, so you know, you guys did a lot of work back in 2015, 2016 with your last report to really get a good eyes on the conditions of the sewers. There was a lot of things found, and now we finally came up with a good funding package to pay for that affordably. So we're looking at, you know, a typical sewer user would see a, you know, $15 a quarter increase, $15 to $20 a quarter based on our estimates. So, you know, nothing like your national grid bills that are going up hundreds of dollars a month that everybody knows about. So we try to keep these things as affordable as possible. And I think we got a really good funding package for this project.
And ahead of any of the physical work starting out there, I think we got it built into the contract and working with the county to make the folks within the different neighborhoods and areas aware what's going to kind of go on, you know, the land, you know, out there. So it's going to be an exciting summer in Deerfield, I guess, as far as the sewers go.
When's the plan to start?
Oh, boy.
Yeah, we should be able to bid this spring, so, you know, it's a good, summer's a good construction season because things are dry, right? So right now, for instance, the town uses 125,000 gallons per day of water from the Water Authority. This weekend, with all the snow melt, we saw 4.2 million gallons of water come to the treatment plant. So it was about 33 times the consumption was coming down the pipe. So a lot of leaks.
Now that'll greatly reduce the sanitary sewer.
Yeah, you know, it opens up a lot more for development. You know, I don't know what the plans are for development in town, but you know,
everything for total capacity.
Capacity,
sure.
Right.
Well, that sounds good.
So that'll be a big help for anything you're looking to do in the future. And yeah, we can open it up to any questions that anybody has.
Just for clarification, this is solely wastewater sewage, not storm sewage.
Correct. Right. There can be, you know, if you find a broken storm sewer that's over the sanitary sewer, you know, that's something that you probably fix while you're there.
And what's the disruption of this for the town? Is it...
There's not a lot. So as Charles was saying, a lot of it is non-destructive, so you're not digging up the ground. So what they'll do is they'll put a pump in this manhole and they'll pump it to a couple downstream and they'll shoot a liner through. So for a couple hours, individual can't use their bathroom. You know, they'll get notices in advance, and you know, typically it's done during the work day, so if they're not home, they wouldn't notice it at all. So they can put the liner through, and then they go back in and they cut the hole back in for the laterals.
So the repair is achieved through a liner?
Yeah, so it's a fiberglass, resin impregnated fiberglass liner. Mm-hmm. So basically they blow the sock in there, and then they shoot the steam cure it or UV cure it to harden it, and that's done within a couple hours, the whole process. So it takes they probably get three segments a day on average, so I think we're looking at around 200 segments of lining, and then the manhole lining has no disruption. But there are some smells that they might smell while the process is being done, so that's really, like to keep people notified on that. You know, it's not unusual, you know, because it's fiberglass. If you ever, you know, did work on a boat or anything with fiberglass, it can stink when it's...
So these are atmospheric smells, nothing that backs up.
Correct. But we do also say, you know, if you have a sink in your basement, make sure you run the water beforehand, make sure the trap has water in it, or else, you know, you can see that come back up.
Okay.
Right? So there's precautions that you take. I mean, the worst case, it's a bad smell for a couple hours. So it's good to not do this work in the middle of the dead of summer when the windows are open. You know, you can smell it from the outside. It's, you know.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Laura, you had a question?
There's anybody, but you're just going through and checking all the present sewer lines.
Yeah, so we already did that evaluation of all the ones that are there, barring a few that we couldn't access at the time. So, yeah, it's not an extension of sewers. It's just really fixing what's there, correcting any issues.
Will probably stop some of my bubbling up I hear.
Yes, I hope so. I mean, if it's under high wet weather flows, you know, if it's in these snow melts, big rain events.
I noticed it.
It's because the sewers are becoming overloaded with stormwater. That's going to have an effect. I know you did mention the stormwater. I know the county is doing, County DPW is doing a project along Cosmere Road that we're not as involved in, but that could be something that's coordinated with the County DPW on that project. So we don't, you know, fumble over each other doing work in the same spot.
Okay, any other questions? Oh, yeah, one more, Deb, yeah.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
Is there certain areas in town that are worse than others?
It's all the same age. Charles has a map here that you can kind of see a lot of reds and oranges on. Those are the bad areas, and I kind of spread them throughout.
So these are worse than this and this, is that what it is?
It depicts the type of work that we're gonna be doing there. So the orange is a light fiber, we just gotta repair a small section of it.
Okay.
The red is a full length repair, so that's from manhole to manhole, that can be 200 feet, 400 feet, 500 feet, except that length. It's from a lot of different things. The yellow one, you can only see a couple out here, are so bad, we can really repair them. Majority of them tend to be along, certain bolt major approach, because they tend to take more activity on them. These are the ones that are gonna be the section, they're gonna be replaced, gonna be dug up, yep. And the CIPP is cured in place, pipeline, so these are the short sections, like 5 to 10 feet. These are the full ones, about 20-foot sections, we gotta replace them.
You tell them you got a bad sewer, you know, anything like that?
I'm not gonna claim that. Like you said, they're all the same age.
I was just wondering.
Yeah.
Is it like localized or spread all over?
No, it's kind of spread all over, like the outside, the type of material that we have and the age of it. We're saying here in Deerfield, it's not that uncommon.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, but it's certainly kind of being used out of the, did it ever repair it?
Thank you.
All right, thank you, gentlemen, for your time. Appreciate that, yeah? Absolutely.
Carl sends apologies.
Tell them to have some chicken soup.
All right, we're gonna roll right into new business. We have resolution 25-2026, which is the proceedings with respect to 10810 Bell Hill Road in Deerfield, which is the unsafe building that's to be demolished. Now, be it resolved that the town board of the town of Deerfield hereby adopts the resolution attached here to this resolution. I need a motion. We approve resolution 25-2026.
My motion.
I'll second.
Any further discussion?
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried.
All right, we're going to go right into official reports here. County Legislator Dave Buck is absent. Councilperson Phil Sackler.
Thank you. I only got a couple of quick things. I had a codes complaint on North Page Road. I'm looking for a sheet. Mr. Maxwell sent a second letter of remedy to the property owner. If he does not respond to what needs to be done, he'll send a final. And if that doesn't happen, I believe it becomes a court case. And the other thing I can report on is I worked with Attorney Schmidt in Sand on the... And Mr. Maxwell did a great job on the resolution 25. It was a long time coming by the time we put all the local laws together and everything we had to do. It's been since May 5th, but we're getting to crunch time. The property owner did not show up tonight, which means it's in the hands of the town to clean up. Hopefully we can do it in-house. I'm gonna work with Sam. And the way it works is we do the work, send them a bill. If they don't pay the bill, it goes on their county tax bill, and we're made whole by Oneida County for the cost. So as much as we would hope the bill gets paid, we're going to get paid one way or another. And it's been a long time coming on that piece of property. That's all I have.
All right, thank you. Councilperson Jones left a report for review. Councilperson Kolick.
Yeah, Sam and I met with the security camera system provider at the highway garage. They were looking at putting some cameras there. And I was missing one-third estimate as far as for the town park. So we actually went down to the town park and covered as far as coverage, what we needed down there. Actually looked at the municipal building as far as the current system that's in here. He's going to review that. And we'll have another meeting either Wednesday or Thursday to just review as far as what he's come up with so far. And what I'll have to do is the two estimates I do have, I'll have to revisit them and then tie in the highway department garage into the estimate.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay, thank you. Councilperson Fusco.
Yes, sir. Okay, so right now the board has three estimates for the roof repair, gutter installation, and now for the installation. Just to give a little clarity on it, because they're confusing to read, you know, just what are we talking about here. But two of the companies, especially the last one that I submitted, they're talking about removal of old insulation in the older part of the building above us and starting new. The other one is a mix of removal where need to be, and then going over the battery and the block plumbing. The third one, which is vague, it's the lowest price you would ask for about it. They're just talking about going in there and doing insulation repair where the insulation has been disrupted due to work over the years that is causing the, you know, the pinpoint damage where we're seeing most of the ice. I'm less in favor of that, just my input, but that's as much as I know on this. The board has the estimates. I'm going to hand it off to the board now for board review and then decision. But that's what I got. I hope that clarifies. Of course, I spoke to these guys, so if anyone has any questions, just give me a call and I'll give you what information I have. And so it's a matter of, you know, my feeling or opinion on this is after this winter, we really need to address the ice melt issue before we do any work. Originally, I didn't know how severe it was until the snow started building up on the roof and then melting and the ice built up. It's pretty severe. So I think we need to address that first and then go forward from there. So maybe the board can review the insulation and then maybe however you want to do it, Mr. Supervisor, then maybe we can take up the roof repair, you know, as a total separate item.
Yeah, so the standard was the standard insulation was the removal?
Was it the signature? Yes.
Signature was the removal, okay.
It goes by his personal name, but yeah.
Okay.
Signature. That sounded very thorough.
Oh, yes, I see.
It'll do a total job, a total attic insulation the way it should be done. As opposed to just repairing trouble spots.
Okay.
So I just wanted to get clarity on that. Another thing is, I understand I missed a good meeting last month. I had to be absent. But I wanted to comment, and I provided some information to Clerk Day. She can pass it on as she has possession of it. But this is regards to the redrafting of the comprehensive master plan. I had a conversation with Mr. Jennings, the chairman of the planning board, regarding this. And, it was kind of interesting. He corrected me on something that was good. I said, I understand you made some recommendations and kind of stopped me in my tracks. And we don't make recommendations. We provide information on how the process is done. You know, there's a difference there. So we had a good conversation. And he sent me the presentation that I'm assuming he gave to the board. And it's a very good presentation on comprehensive master plans. One thing that I like, which I've maintained, is we have a good comprehensive master plan. In my opinion, the only reason we need to address this now is because it's 30 years old, 35 years old, I think, 36 years old. So there's a lot that has changed in the world that now comes into play. And we've seen them. We've had to deal with permitting for renewable energy, permitting for housing, and so on. So when I was on the county committee, the solar committee, I was pushing the county, like, we need a housing study in Oneida County, we need a housing study. And then, little did I know, they were planning on doing that, and they did it. I'm not saying because I was pushing for it, but they had that in the works. And they did a very comprehensive market analysis and inventory study for Oneida County and got grips on, you know, where our housing shortage is. Now, the only thing, there's something I take issue with that study on, and I want to bring this to the board's attention. When the press release came out on this, and even the Oneida County, how it's published on the Oneida County website, they said they hired a company called UP Development Planning LLC, or Urban Planners. But if you look at the study is prepared by Urban Partners. Now, we need to be aware of that because there's a big difference. I found no reference to a company called Urban Planners LLC, but I did to Urban Partners. And their study was very, very good. It was very detailed, in my unprofessional observation. But I didn't like the conclusions, because I invite everybody to look up Urban Partners, and there's some in here, some information. But the word, this is why it's important, and I don't know if this was left out intentionally, Urban Partners, they partner with global investors and global ideology that believes in something that our town may or may not want. So I encourage people to look at that. People can look it up. Look up Urban Partners, and then they have who they partner with. And we're talking, you know, Oslo, Copenhagen, Germany, Global Investing Network, all this stuff. So because we are a municipality in the United States, we want to know what's coming at us. Now, I was happy when James Genovese told me, well, we don't make recommendations, but we want to be sure that any recommendations made or any direction we go in is something sovereign and that we're not being influenced by something that we may not want to invite. So this is why I thought this was very important. One last thing regarding this is they had in the presentation that y'all got, if nobody has it still, I'd be happy to email it. They talk about public participation, and you guys know very well, I recommended establishing a committee and staffing that committee with people from various areas of expertise, and they talk about that in here. They recommend, or like they said, they don't recommend, but they say the process usually involves involving local legislative bodies, planning boards, or other local boards, key municipal staff, us, the clerk, county and state agencies, civic groups, real estate people, major employers in the town, and landowners, business leaders in the town, environmental activists, and residents. This is what they're saying is the process that builds a solid plan is involving these people. And that's what I was getting at when I said let's build a committee and involve people. I would suggest along these lines that we have thorough, well-publicized public hearings as the process of redrafting our comprehensive master plan proceeds. So I wanted to present that. Thank you. That's the end of my report.
Okay. Thank you, Dan. Town Clerk, Karen Day, and you can do youth as well.
Not much. We're cleaning up, getting to the very, very end of tax season. Some tax payments are drizzling in. By the end of March, we should be completely tallied and sending it all back to the county, which makes me very happy. Other than that, everything else is going according to plans in the clerk's office. As far as the youth program, on that side, we have one more event. I believe it is bowling, and I think it's the 23rd of March, and it'll be out at Kingpin Lanes. And then we just get ready for the summer youth program. That's about it.
Okay, great. Thanks. Highway, Sam.
Yeah, just a few things. We're going to have a public meeting here on, it's been going on since 21. I applied for a Bridge New York grant to replace the Firehouse Road Bridge. We did receive the grant. A piece of the process is going to have a public comment meeting here Wednesday, March 11th, from 5 to 9. If anybody wants to see the drawing, see what they're doing, GMT Engineering will be here with their people with the drawings of it and the specs. The next step after this will be, supposedly, they've got to finish up some engineering work and finalize the engineering work, and then they'll go out to bid by this fall for a spring construction start. That's the schedule right now. That's, like I said, it's been going on since 21, so the price has increased several times. So that'll be happening here tomorrow from 5 to 9. Or Wednesday. I'm working on the MS4 permit or report right now, finishing that up. I'll get that in to the DEC so we don't get fined for that. I had to repair number 2 overhead door in the highway garage. They came once and did a temporary repair so we get the door open, and they came back and did the correct repair on it. So you're going to see 2 different bills, one this month, one next month, come on that.
Yeah.
But the door is repaired correctly now. I'm going to be working now. Maybe spring is going to be here soon. Getting some cost estimates. Phil and I have been working on a couple of maintenance projects at the highway garage. I don't think they're going to be huge money, but I'm going to work on getting some cost estimates on doing that. Yeah, our existing highway garage right now has got 2 leaks in the roof. I just noticed them that last rain we had, so I don't know if we're getting some screws or something. They're close to the ventilation, but I don't know if it's backing up underneath there, so we got to take a look at that.
Do you have a company that can do that?
Pardon me?
Do you have a company that can look at that?
I'm going to do some research and find somebody that can go up there and take a look, see what the costs are going to be. Can't imagine it'll be too bad, but we still gotta get it fixed. We're getting our sweepers all ready right now. So when spring does get here, we can get out and start sweeping. The sand we just put down all in. I was in this past Wednesday, March 4th. I was in Albany all day for Advocacy Day. We go down there with all the highway superintendents every March. For the past 23 years we've been going, I've been going. And we advocate for more CHIPS money. There's 4 programs that the state has for road improvements. So we got to advocate for money. There were 735 superintendents and people from around the state there meeting with all their representatives. And it's always quite a thing to attend, but I was down there last Wednesday. We'll see when the governor's budget comes out, whether or not she's going to give us more money or not. That's all I got.
Okay, great. Thank you. Buildings and codes. Is Jim there? I can't.
No,
he left.
Oh,
he
was here earlier.
All right. Okay, so he left. He does have a report for review. Matt Brusick is absent. Patty left a report, but if you'd like to...
And we have copies of the report back there on the desk, along with some other paperwork with people to be getting on the way in. So I'll just backtrack a little bit. On February 25th, Jim Genovese, he's the commissioner of Atlantic County Planning, Kristen Campbell, and Hannah Sauerman, a planner with the department, came and did a great presentation. They had a really good slide deck that about master planning. If anybody would like that slide deck, you can just email me at the planning board website, and I can send you that copy. We did some questions and answers afterwards, and it was pretty informative. And then I'm just kind of lumping this all together. So because in our last planning board meeting, we took up discussion of the master plan. We had kind of an open discussion between the board members and Ron Pisa was there too. So we're hoping we can get a citizens advisory committee together, and we did put together a tentative timeline to try and get this finished. It's tentative because we could run into issues that back it up. But what we're looking at is the April 8th and the May 6th regular planning board meetings. Right now, we don't have much on the horizon, so we're going to use that. Public is invited, as always, to come, and we could just have another roundtable discussion like we had last month. And then we're also going to have a standalone date in May, because the first step, one of the first steps is we're going to need to develop a resident survey. So between April, the April 8th, May 6th planning board meeting, and then a standalone date in May, we really would like to have the resident survey pulled together. Deb Burke has offered to do a lot of the work on that as far as trying to get a format open up that we can, you know, use and then insert questions that are specific to our town. County Planning sent us a big package with probably 7 or 8 sample surveys that we pulled from. We pulled, I think, 3 that we thought were the most efficient. One of the questions is we're going to have to figure out how to distribute this. We'll have to go on the website. It shouldn't be, and the planning, the town board will have to make this decision because it has to be funded. Do we want to do a standalone mailer, or do we want to try and include it in the newsletter? We're hoping to have the survey done so that it can go out in June. We're going to open a 30-day window for residents to respond and get the survey back to us, and then in August, July and August, we're going to try and start drafting. Then we plan another standalone meeting along with the September planning board meeting, another standalone public, I don't want to call them hearings because it's not formal. It doesn't have to be noticed or anything. But we're going to do another standalone public review in September, work some more on the draft, come back in December with another standalone public hearing. And then in January or February of 2027, we're hoping to have a final draft done to send to the town board for final review. And I believe you're also obligated to have another public hearing on that.
Absolutely.
So that is our tentative timeline, and that's basically what we did at our last planning board meeting. So that's my report.
All right, great.
And there is a sign-in sheet, also for a volunteer sign-in sheet at the back of the room if anybody wants to volunteer and leave their contact information. We'll reach out to them.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, in my opinion, it's probably best to send a mailer out. I don't think all the residents get the town newsletter.
A standalone mailer.
Yeah. I mean, we'll take your guys' input too, but we can settle this now if you'd like.
And I know once the website has changed from .org to .gov, we are going to create some type of a separate page on there where all that information will be warehoused. And if somebody doesn't want to return the hard copy through the mail, they can always, the survey will also be there. So they can fill it out and not to return the hard copy if they don't feel like it.
Okay.
That's the plan going forward.
Okay, great. All right, thank you. ZBA and seniors, Laura.
Excuse me a second, Greg.
Yeah.
You had just brought something up that I don't know if we completed. You said we can...
Well, if you guys are... Yeah, I guess we'll wait. We'll talk. We'll talk a little more, and then I'll reach out to everyone and figure out, especially... The website's under construction right now, the switch over to .gov, so once that's done, we'll...
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought that was
good. Yep.
So, yeah.
Yep, Laura.
I did attend the planning board meeting on the comprehensive plan, and it was nice to be able to have some sample surveys that we were able to look at, and we're going to be looking at them more, as Patty said. Zoning board is very quiet at this time of year because nobody wants to build anything, especially with our winter weekend. I'm hoping things pick up. Seniors will be having their corned beef dinner on Thursday. So if you're here Thursday, there will be cabbage cooking. If you don't like the smell of cabbage, you try to stay away from the municipal building. We will have windows open just in case.
All right.
Unless we have a snowstorm.
All right, thank you. Parks, Debbie.
No, we had a great winter season that ended too soon, in my opinion. We all like the 65, we had some great snow. We really saw an uptick in people from all over the area making use of our trails. I ran into somebody yesterday at the Irish Center that, from New Hartford, that said that they love our trails, so the new machine has made it easier for us to get around and helpful. Sam's going to work on the garage to see if we can get the equipment in there this year, but we kind of worked out a system that worked with the highway department to get it down here and get it going. We are starting to revive the grants for Fraser Park and the one on Highview, Newland Park.
Yeah.
We also want to do some trail cleanup, things like that. There are some areas of the trail that get really bogged down, so we're going to note those down for Sam that maybe they can do some drainage, which I think you were talking about doing anyway at some point. And then see if we can do some adult summer programs or some family programs during the summer at the park, because it's becoming used more and people are enjoying it more. I also spoke to somebody today about getting going on the dugouts for the girls' field. I know that kind of got pushed back on the burner with the only project that everybody was focused on. So I spoke to somebody today that's going to help me get just a general estimate and go out for hopefully we could get something from WATIS to help get that.
Okay, great.
So,
all right.
All I got.
Great, thank you. Town Attorney, Mr. Schmidt.
Just a brief report. There'll be depositions of two members of the board by past town council sometime in late March. At the same time, I'm meeting with council for arson to discuss the potential of expanding their, or actually undertaking their planned development below Bank of America. That meeting will probably take place in the next week or two as well. So that's where we're at.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, moving along. No media. Anyone for late privilege of the floor? I don't see Randy or Mike on the list, so. Anyone for late? Yeah, yes, sir. Just state your name, please.
My name is Brian Burke. Along with my wife, we own Barks and Taylor Rescue. We're a small local rescue. It won't take up too much of your time. A couple weeks ago, I put a proposal in front of the board of the town of Deerfield that we would like to start helping the town in any aspect of dog rescue. I know what it costs to send pups out to Rome Humane Society and other societies, and I know the costs are being extracted. What we are asking in return is nothing. We are not looking for money of any sort, anything coming from the town, any turnovers of pups. We would accept full liability for it in taking care of these dogs, vetting them, sheltering, rehoming, and so on and so forth. The reason that we're starting this is, well, number one, I grew up in Deerfield. I've been here since day one. I love this town, the parks, and everything else. This is a way for us to just try and give back a little bit and alleviate some of the pressure on these little towns. Our ultimate goal, in the end result, is to start bringing together smaller towns together, such as Deerfield, Holland Patton, and so forth, and get a building established where these smaller towns can actually afford this. I know there was a big issue with Stephen Swansea Humane Society and, you know, the amount of money that they were charging. And when this all happened, believe it or not, we were the first people that the city of Utica came to bring us pups because they had nowhere else to go. So, again, long story short, I know you guys deal with Rome and taking your pups and whatnot. What we would like to just offer, and we're just offering it, is a secondary. If you guys have an emergency situation, you need a pup taken in. If Rome cannot handle any more animals, and if we can handle time. If it's a weekend situation where a pup needs to be housed and can't get out to roam until room to accept this pup, or we take full liability and then we can pass over to roam this, that, or the other thing. We just had a meeting with the Department of Agriculture today. They came in, went through the certain standards, new laws, and new regulations for going to place and whatnot. And we sat down with these two young ladies and are in the process of applying for a block grant, which might help us further. So on into getting these little towns together and to building our own rescue. I would love to do it in the town of Deerfield. Piece of land, build a building, and we have all the resources for that too. So long story short, guys, we're just offering our services to you guys. We are fully vetted, fully insured. We are 501c3. We're registered federal government, you know, all 9 yards. So we just wanted to come to you guys and let you know that we are an available option for you. Formerly with the state of New York, it would have to be a contract. It's just how they work. You can't just arbitrarily turn over an animal to us unless the town has a contract. The contract can be written in the lamest of terms because, again, we're not asking for anything. I'm not asking for reimbursement. We do everything, vetting, housing, spay, neuter, sick programs. It's endless. So I just wanted to let you guys know this offer is open to the town. Like I said, we could be a secondary for weekend situations, emergency situations, things like that. And we just want to have the town and see what we can do. And of course, I know I'm not sure how much the town is spending. I know it's probably like $500 per pup, if I had a guess.
I think it's more. I think it's 800 around there. I think we had
my math is off.
Six dogs last year.
Cats aren't so big, so dogs are.
Yeah, dogs are very expensive.
Can I ask you a question?
Mm-hmm.
This secondary contract that we could use you if needed,
mm-hmm.
Do you have that?
No, I mean, we're in the very beginning stages right
okay.
now.
Okay, when you get that, if you'd like to forward it to Gregory, he can forward it to Mr. Schmidt for review and see if the board's interested, correct?
Right. Again, we're not looking for anything.
No.
I'm not looking for paid. I don't want, you know, somebody comes along and you know, they say, well, you owe us $800 for the dog. The problem I'm seeing happening now is a lot of these other rescues, they're taking in an overload of animals just to get paid. That's becoming an issue. So again, we're just trying to help the town out. I grew up here, this town's been very good to us.
Do you euthanize?
What's that?
Do you euthanize?
No.
That's great.
Negative.
That's very good.
Never have. Unless it's an emergency or a health situation.
Yeah.
Along those lines.
That consultation.
Right. And again, we do all that too. So let's say you call me on a Friday night and say, Brian, I got a pup. You got to drop him off. I got to come get him. Bring him. By Monday morning, that pup's either at Beaver Meadows or Countryside Vets. So we handle everything. We don't come back to somebody and say, hey, listen, we just spent $2,000 over here. We need to get reimbursed. We don't work that way.
Take donations, I'm sure.
Yes. Again, we're a very small rescue. And believe it or not, we started out halfway around the world, working with another rescue off the coast of Cancun on a little island. And we were flying pups out of Mexico because Mexico is a completely different world, guys.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So is Texas, but yeah.
Yeah. So, anyways, long story short, we came back around. What we offer, we're not happy to you in a new facility and whatnot. But where we have a very great standing point is we have a quarter of a million people in our online following. And we can raise funds out of that like there's no tomorrow. So this is the reason we're not coming to the town asking for money or anything like that. So anyways, I won't take much of your time here. Yes, I can write up a small contract for you. I can drop it off, Karen. You look tired as hell, by the
way. Yeah, please do that. Send it to Karen, and then we'll disseminate.
Like I said,
Mr. Schmidt.
You guys have pockets, and you know, in the corner, we can help you out, and we'll see what's all in there.
Okay.
Marks and Tails Rescue.
Marks and Tails.
We, sir, we have a lot in common. I go by your house a lot, and you both smoke.
Yeah, unfortunately, I'm a... coffee and nicotine is my...
Me too.
One of my two favorite pastimes. Sorry, I know, I appreciate your time, but I'm here, Karen, I'll get something checked out for you.
I'm on vacation next week, or this week, so the following week.
It'll be anyways, like I said, we're doing that work. I got the Department of Agriculture reviewing with her a couple of days.
Okay.
This will be next week, the following week, or whatever.
Okay.
Operator services, you guys need help, that's what we're doing.
All right, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Thank you, y'all, have a good night.
Thank you.
Anyone else for late privilege?
I want to say thanks to the, please, to the guys. You know, you go out about the road. The road was clear all year long. Saturday morning, Sunday morning, Sunday morning.
Thank you.
Say thank you to
me. I will.
Yourself.
I will.
Anyone else? Late privilege?
You did a great job on our road this winter as well.
Thank you.
All right, there's no executive session, so move on to bills. I need a motion we approve. Pay general fund bills 72 through 106.
My motion.
Need a second.
We need a second.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? I'm sorry, cut you off.
Need a motion to pay highway bills 43 through 53.
My motion.
Wait a minute here. Sacco. Mr. Fuse.
Yes, sir. All in favor? Oh, that's you.
That's
Karen.
Me. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Aye. Motion carried.
I need a motion. We pay sewer bill number 3.
My motion.
Which one is this?
Sewer bill number 3.
Oh, 3. Okay, yes. Sorry. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried.
I need a motion to adjourn.
I motion.